6 a.m. Monday morning, and this place is like a ghost town. It's Easter weekend, of course, so there's not many people around, but also it's Anzac Day, and I've just been to the dawn service, and as I mentioned in a previous boo earlier this morning, I love doing it, and I'm probably going to bash together a bit of a podcast episode for it at createyourlifestory.com. But I'm just walking up through Boundary Street in West End, my home suburb, and it is so quiet. There's nobody around. There's a few cafes open that are looking after a few of the stragglers back in the city who were out and about for the dawn service. But here in West End, it is just deathly quiet. And this is something I love about public holidays. They're unlike even a Sunday, because we don't do the whole Sabbath thing anymore, do we? So even Sunday tends to still be busy. But when you do public holidays, it gets really quiet. And because this is the Easter long weekend and Anzac Day, it's doubly quiet. It's really quite wonderful. Normally at 6 a.m. on a Monday morning, this place would be fairly buzzing. People heading off to work and everything, but not today. It's wonderful. And I've, like I said, just been to Anzac Day. Dawn service. Love it. Absolutely love it. It's always good for the soul to be reminded of some of the more important things in life. And wherever you may be listening to this, I wonder if you have things like Anzac Day in your part of the world. If you're in Australia, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But not everybody here in Australia gets up at the ungodly hour of 2 or 3 a.m. to get to the dawn service. There was probably 5 or 10,000 people in Anzac Square, but that's, you know, that might be doubled around the greater Brisbane area, but that's all. Everybody else is tucked up in bed. So not a lot of people get up for the dawn service, but it's a really special experience. And if you've never been to one, I highly recommend you check one out at some stage. Have a great morning, everybody. Happy Anzac Day.